I got to check some things here, man. Pardon the whole technical thing here that I got to do, but I got to do a technical thing. I got to do some technical shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So anyway, I'm talking like this. There's the master is up, Phil Hendry's show. And I'm talking in a normal voice and just kind of doing my thing. It's all good. Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
Well, as it turns out, yesterday we were in the thing, and, you know, I've always felt that, you know, I've always felt it's very important, but I'm just kind of doing some level. I've been looking at my levels because they looked a little fucked up today, or they sounded a little fucked up. I got like 3-4 audio filters, I guess you could say, in my, no, not filters, but the audio settings. I got Dolby, you know what I'm saying? I got full stereo, I got DTS, and if it's not in the right setting, the fucking show, I'm hearing too many, I'm not hearing enough limiting, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm not hearing enough compression. You know, I'm not hearing enough of the lows being lifted. I'm not hearing enough of the highs being knocked down. It's bugging the fuck out of me. Testing, 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 testing. See, test, test. See, I got to do this. Test, test, test. Okay, that going to work? It's going to work, yeah. Okay, so I'm talking like this. But I will tell you something else, motherfuckers. Oh, fuck. God damn. I was at F is for Family today. I'll be able to pull this up for you. There we go. Oh, fuck, I can't pull this up because
this is not the computer that I'm using, for Christ on a fucking cross.
Where's the picture? There it is. I'm going to put it over here, man. Sorry. That's better. Here's what I gotta do. All of this just to get this fucking picture up that I wanted to show you guys. Yeah, if you can see it, but I'll blow it up. It's just another picture that is actually the same. We are always the same crew there because I think it's because we get scheduled the same day. There's Haley Reinhart. Trevor Duvall is the guy there holding the coffee. He's brilliant, and he's on a lot of shows. And Debbie Derryberry, another one that's brilliant, there in the red dress. She's on a lot of shows. And then Dopey there with the sunglasses on, because I realized wearing sunglasses, as you know, means I don't have to answer as many questions about black eyes. But get organized. Business is a very tough thing to do, man.
Jesus.
Jesus. So, anywho, how you been? Forget that my network computer is now way the fuck over there. It's not the one that's here. We couldn't figure that one out, you know. All around the world. Ah. How do you go full screen with this shit, huh? What does it take? It's pretty amazing, man. I guess I can do this. Just make it, you know, I got a full screen. It doesn't much matter, but lordy, lord, lord, lordy. Jesus, this Hurricane Irma. So I was a pain in the ass today at Vaughn's, which is our local supermarket. And people will hear the story that I'll tell the story, you know, in the podcast. But some people will hear it. They go, yeah, that sounds like you, Hendry. And some people may say, you know, it's about time somebody said something. And some people will say, there's a hurricane going on in South Florida. You should be, count your blessings. All kinds of shit. I don't believe in counting my fucking blessings. I believe in stating whatever it is I want to state. I understand there's tough times in Florida. I'm happy to do what I can for the people of Florida, for the people of the Southeast. Every year that we have any kind of problem, whether it's earthquakes, whatever, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to do what I got to do. But that doesn't keep me from saying the shit what I got to say. Top wind speed for Irma is 185. That's about what they predicted. I saw one model for Irma, which was it looked to me like it was a it was going up the east coast. In other words, it was going to skirt just a little bit. It was going to skirt the state of Florida, not by much. I mean, the winds would be hitting the coast, but it wouldn't be a full-on landfall. Now, that was one model that I saw. I don't know how many of them they have, but so what do we got here? We got potentially catastrophic Irma. Now it skirted Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico did not get nailed. You see that cone of they call it the cone of power or whatever? Do you see how it is a certain width? Now, that's the area. It doesn't mean that it's going to go smack dab down the middle. It's saying within that range, it could be on the further right edge, and on the further right edge, it barely touches Florida, but it does go up along the eastern seaboard. And then in from there, obviously, the more it makes some form of a landfall until you have that far left edge, which may or may not. The far left edge, will it miss Florida? Looking through it, it looks like it'll miss Florida. It also misses Florida there on the far right edge, I should say. So what that's showing is that it's turning more easterly. There was a point where it was going to be going smack dab up the middle of Florida, and you can see the middle of that thing kind of edges the east coast of Florida. That's the middle of that range. That's my understanding. Okay, I'm not a weatherman, but I was talking to a lot of people that I know in Florida who've lived through a million of these fucking things, and Jose, the one that's coming in after, is a Category 1. All right, let me see what we got here, man. Carell and Andrew Live, first media kit. Get this from Carell. They did Afternoon Drive. The future of the format, they called it. LA Daily News, Carell and Andrew. And wouldn't you know, not only are Carell and Andrew not the future of the format, not only was was I not the future of the format, the future of the format is goddamned fucking Sean Hannity, I guess. I don't know. What do we got here? Oh, Eileen Gonzalez. Dublin, Ireland. I got a MSNBC. God, these cats were everywhere, man. David Hall, there's David. I got to show you guys this. Remind me, and then I'll tape it. One of the things I realized that I can do is roll it and record it, and then show it to you later. What the fuck am I doing trying to get everything live, you know? Because it is a live thing, I guess. All right, what we got here? No, fuck off. What is this? Another one? Oh, all right. Google Notes, iCloud Notes. What the fuck is the difference between Google Notes and iCloud Notes?
Well, when is he storing the cloud?
That's nice. Aren't they Google Notes too? There's a movie with Frank Sinatra and Carolyn Jones, the woman that was the mom on Adam's Family when she was like in her 20s. Man, she's fine. Real fine. She's walking around in this movie and nothing more than, well, a pair of blue panties with a shirt on.
Well, Phil, let me explain to you how this works. I can't believe you did that. I'm a little bit embarrassed for you.
Well, you're embarrassed for me, huh?
Well, a little bit, because...
Testing 1, 2.
Well, I'm a little bit embarrassed for you, Phil, because, you know, there years ago, when I was starting out as a grocer, Phil, many, many years ago, let me just tell you a story.
No, I don't want to hear your stories.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
I just don't want to hear you telling me how it was, Bob, okay? I'm telling you...
No, well, I want to tell you, as a grocer, when a guy walks up to me and says to me, hey, your meat's going bad. I say to him, you better believe it's going bad. My meat's going bad. No, my meat's fine. Yours is going bad. And then he looks quizzically at you, and by then you've turned and walked away. And then he thinks about it. He comes back about a half hour later and says, what did you say to me? I said, I forget.
Let's see. Vaughn's and Bob Green. That will be great. Yeah, I copped an attitude in Vaughn's today. Vaughn's is one of our, if you don't know, Vaughn's is one of our grocery chains out here. Like, you have Kroger back east and Rainbow Foods. I'm trying to think of the ones that I've seen. You know, Kroger's, Rainbow Foods. There's also, I don't know, you guys know Safeway, Piggly Wiggly, or as Bud calls it, Wiggly Piggly. Oh, Jesus. Frank Sinatra just kissed Carolyn Jones, and she doesn't look like she enjoyed it. Irma's on track to impact Florida this week. You know, that's a noun, that's not a verb, but anyway. I'd like to baseball this weekend. What do you think? Huh? What's that cat's name? Dub Taylor, that one actor who was in Bonnie and Clyde? He's like, you look like white trash. Remember, he was the kid, the driver, Bonnie and Clyde's driver. Michael J. Pollard played the guy. Fuck. Anyway, he played his dad. You look like trash, all dressed up like that, you know. C.W. Moss. C.W. Moss. And Dub Taylor is the actor that played his father. He's in the Sinatra movie. He's one of those, like Emmett Walsh, you know. He's just one of those character actors you see or saw. Oh, I. Around the world. Let's see, we're talking about man. Human head transplants, and then I discovered this 30 days later, and I could be happier. It can't hurt to try. Lincoln, human head transplants. Dr. Sergio Canavero is the stuff of grade B. He claims he successfully attached a living mouse head to a rat. Fuck you. Fuck you. Steve King. Steve King, the congressman from Iowa. What a piece of shit. King, just piss off, motherfucker. One of these days, somebody's going to fucking get so much of you, they're going to walk up to you on the street and just clock you. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't recommend it. But, yeah, it looks like Mar-a-Lago, man, you know. She lives on Love Street. All right, did him wait. Yeah. All right, man. Oh, my God. Where's this motherfucker? Here it is. What is this guy's name? Dr. Sergio Canavero. That was retweeted by Spencer Rothbell. Spencer lives in Echo Park. He's a writer. I think he's a... Yeah, he writes anime. Oh, he does voice demo. Oh, he does voiceover. Okay. Far out, man. Born in Denver, New Jersey. He's a writer and actor known for Clarence Shorts, Buford T. Pusser, Clarence Shorts, Big Boy. He's a writer and actor. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's all of those things combined. Voice actor, head of story for Cartoon Network. Staff writer, Clarence, freelance writer, voice actor, freelance writer. Burrito Galaxy. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. Cartoon Network, Clarence. All right, Spencer. Love it, man. I'm gonna quote you, dude. Okay. I think we're ready to go. I'm not sure, but you never can tell, you know. You're never really quite sure of what you're doing in a given moment, are you? Not really. Not so you'd know. Right, here we go.